And this band called Winter Sun, kind of like in studio request for the mighty Sean Morrissey, who's in the studio here.
Good stuff. But,
yeah, really, it's been amazing. And they were the last band announced for the 70,000 Tons of Metal cruise. They were actually confirmed the Sunday before sailing, which was on a Thursday, and they were announced the night before during the beach party that we had.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you were saying that.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's... it's like, but we're not quite sure why, because it would have been nice for it to. Yeah, but
they should have. Yeah, that should have been
No one knows why.
They're kind of almost a big ticket item in that regard.
Actually, well, they were. Are you kidding? It was like, yeah. But Winter Sun. And, that song's called Land of Snow and Sorrow.
Great kinda song. Great album,
like,
actually.
I snuck it in there because Sean was like, hey, that's a great song. Anyway, this is Wreckage. This is WRK Atlanta. We're taking your request at 404-894-2468. I'm still here, and I'm not sure about Melkor. I haven't, don't know, but yeah, I hope he's in the way. I don't know. But
he will materialize from the singularity vortex.
He'll beam in.
That's right. The Asgard will beam him here.
Well, you know, he's Melkor because he can do that. He's kind of like an elder bad god from Lord of the Rings.
Well, now, what kind of beaming technology are we talking? Are we talking,
know.
You know, like Enterprise, or are we talking SG-1?
I mean, yeah, really. It's like, but anyway, that was Winter Sun, and I'm going to play something right now, also by in-studio request, because I figure we haven't played these guys in a while anyway. So, great band live. This is actually a really fantastic band live. I've seen them a couple of times, numerous times. This band is Dimmu Borgir. And this is from the album Puritanical. This is almost as much to say as the band name. Dimmu Borgir, and the title is Puritanical Euphoric Misanthropia.
Yes.
What does that mean? I have no idea. But
something to do with Puritans were what? They were the Quakers, pilgrims?
Kind of, yeah. So Puritanical would mean kind of like,
so a pilgrim taking morphine who hates people,
I guess.
That's
misanthropia.
If you're having euphoria, yeah. So he's probably taking like narcotics.
Yeah,
he's exactly. A pilgrim, and he hates humanity. There you go.
Yes, it works for me. All right, this song is one we haven't played in a while. Actually, this is. Dimmu Borgir, this song is called
Industrial Black Metal.
Puritania. That's right, exactly. Here's Dimmu Borgir, this is Wreckage, and this is WRAK.
Atlanta.
Atlanta.
beasts.
I thought it was Turisas, T-U-R-I-S-A-S, Turisas is how you spell that one. Awesome band, seen them live a couple of times, and just an awesome show, very epic shows, too. And they're also part of that very first Pagan Fest tour. It was, let's see, it was Turisas, Ensiferum headline, Turisas, Tyr, and Ellie Vaete were on that tour. Just an awesome build top to bottom. It was such a fun show. And that song was To Home Garden Beyond. That is from the album The Varangian Way. It was Teresa's. This is Paul. This is Wreckage taking your request at 404-894-2468. I'll be here at least until 3 o'clock, but I'm not sure how much longer after that. Hopefully Melkor will be here by then, or possibly Tim, if Tim can come. I have a feeling, though, if Tim was working that Shaky Knees Festival, he's probably kind of worn out and tired. So we'll see. I have a feeling it's might be just me tonight. And but that's okay. I'll stick around as long as I can, but probably till 3 o'clock, maybe a bit later. But I got things to do tomorrow, so I can't stay too late. But can I play something right now? What's this? Gonna be new material right now from a band. I think they're the second biggest band from Brazil. The first biggest band from Brazil historically is Sepultura. The second biggest band from Brazil is probably this band. This band is called Angra. They're going to be here at the end of the year. Well, at Prague Power USA, they're the headliner. And actually, I'm actually sponsoring this band. So, but once again, they're one of the biggest bands from South America of all kinds, and very epic. And they're going to play a song from the new album. The new album is called Secret Garden, and the song is called Black Hearted Soul. So here is New Angra, kind of continuing this, I guess, the epic kind of power metal thing here. But here is Angra. This is new material, and this is Wreckage, and this is WRAK Atlanta. We'll be right back.
translated and spoken aloud. First of the demon resurrection passages from the Book of the Dead.
All right, that was Septic Flesh, the band. Pretty go ahead and play them since we played the other bands in that bill. Of course, it's coming up two Tuesdays from now. Not this coming Tuesday, the Tuesday afterward at the Masquerade. Should be an awesome show. Moonspell headlining with Septic Flesh, direct support, and also Death Star, as we played earlier as well. I want to say have a good night to my friend Sean Morrissey. He's driving back out to the cold, frozen wastes of northern Gwinnett County. And so that's cool. What a very cool guy Mr. Sean is. But anyway, this is Paul. This is Wreckage, taking your quest at 404-894-2468. I'll be here at least until 3 o'clock, as I said. And right now, I'm kicking ass and taking requests, but I'm all out of requests. So if you want to hear something, please give me a request. Let's see. And before Septic Flesh was New Angra from the album Secret Garden, you heard a song called Black Hearted Soul. And come by something right now, Ben, we were discussing in the studio here actually earlier, going back to the good old days on this album, one of my favorite albums of all time. Me and Sean were discussing this band. Fear Factory is the band. The album is obsolete. Play a song from it called Securitron. This is going to be Fear Factory on Wreckage. And once again, taking your requests, 404-894-2468. Here is Fear Factory. This is Wreckage, and this is WRAK Atlanta.